This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. When you want the best, you have to act fast, especially when hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds top talent fast. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Spotify. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to Sports Criminals March Madness Special. Every day in March, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals of the past 31 years. In this episode, we're headed back to January 11th, 1990, and the upset win by landing officer and his jockey at the Delta Downs racetrack. Discover how a devious, quick-thinking jockey used heavy fog to his advantage and turned horse racing and the sports world on its hooves. For more shocking sports events from history, tune in right here every day to our March Madness special. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
January 11th, 1990, the 11th race of the season at the Delta Downs track in Vinton, Louisiana. 9 horses and their jockeys took their place at the line.
The starting gun fired, sending the competitors out of their chutes, their hooves pounding on the track, spraying dirt everywhere. Dense fog shrouded the grounds, obscuring the race. Spectators could hardly see from one side of the grandstand to the other.
And for one jockey, the thick white mist was the perfect cover for a simple crime and an easy payday.
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the first episode in our March Madness special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. Hi, I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we are going back to 1990 and the upset win by landing officer and his jockey at the Delta Downs racetrack.
Landing officer had a history with Delta Downs. The previous year, the horse had set the track record for the 1 mile race. But on January 11th, 1990, he was by no means the favorite to win. His betting odds were set at 23-1.
Yet it was landing officer who crossed the finish line first, almost 25 lengths ahead of the second place horse. He clocked out at a minute 39.5 seconds, only a second and a half slower than his previous year's record. It was an astounding performance.
But almost immediately, the other jockeys in the race protested landing officer's victory, accusing his jockey, Sylvester Carmouche Jr., of cheating. They were certain they hadn't seen landing officer out on the track with them. Instead, he must have slipped out of the race under the cover of the fog, waited for the other horses to come around the last turn, then swooped in front of them to steal the victory.
This was technically possible. The Delta Downs track is only 3/4 of a mile long, so each horse starts the race 1/4 of a mile back from the finish. They cross the line, then round the entire track to make it a full mile race. Track security chief J.L. Vincent said, "I counted as they came by the 16th pole. I counted 8. I thought I had made a mistake, so I turned around and counted 8 again. I thought maybe a horse could have stayed in the starting gate and didn't run the race or had pulled up in the fog. But when the pack crossed the finish line again, there were 9 horses in the race, and landing officer had won."
Carmouche categorically denied that he cheated. He swore he'd gone around the whole track, he'd just ridden on the far side. If the other jockeys didn't think they saw him, it was simply because the fog was so thick.
But there was other damning evidence to contradict his explanation. When the track veterinarian examined all the horses after the race, he found major discrepancies between landing officer and the second place finisher, Something Strong. Something Strong was breathing hard, covered in sweat, and the bandages wrapped around his shins were stained with track dirt. On the other hand, landing officer appeared fresh, rested, not sweating, and his bandages were clean.
Well, based on this evidence, 15 minutes after the race concluded, landing officer was disqualified and Carmouche stripped of his meager winnings. A few months later, in April of 1990, the Louisiana State Racing Commission handed down a 10-year suspension. In June, Carmouche went to trial on charges of attempted theft, referring to the prize money he'd tried to fraudulently earn.
In court, his defense attorney dismissed all the accusations against his client, saying, "That would be the most elaborate scheme I've seen in 10 years to make $90.
But ultimately, Carmouche was convicted. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail and fined $250. The conviction ended his career as a racing jockey. His attorney lamented, "He's gone from making $20,000 a year being a jockey to $7,000 a year cleaning horse stalls."
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals, March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch our other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.